My name's Emma Griffiths. I am a practicing artist. I do multimedia work. A lot of the art that I like to create is actually to bring an experience to people, which kind of means I get to explore many different mediums, because for me, one of the most important things about art that I got to experience myself is how much you learn from art. So not just on like a factual level, but the fact that through art you can learn so much emotionally and in quite a vulnerable way about someone or experience or even political point of view. When this opportunity came, I realised that this is a good opportunity for myself to create artwork about my experience with hearing loss. So I'm partially deaf or hard of hearing, and I have been since I was a child, like since ever, but it was only fairly recently did I start developing what's known as a deaf identity. I remember when trying to explain, because all my like family and friends are all fully hearing, so it's quite difficult to explain what it's like being someone who is deaf but can hear to some degree. But for me, speech is mumbly, it's not clear, so even if I can hear, it doesn't mean I can understand what I'm hearing. No, I love illustrating, I'm someone who's very visual, like I love learning in a very visual way. So I try to like do almost like these diagrams to like share to my friends, like, see, look, this is what it's like, or, you know, when someone says a sentence, it's like, one word can sort of become many. When I saw the Brilliant scheme and saw the opportunity, I thought this is a moment or an opportunity where I can turn something that I experience personally and then transfer it into something visual that other people get to experience, especially for like people who are fully hearing. So in this way, by making what's for me mishearing someone talk into almost like misreading, then I'm getting to share this experience with other people so they can get an understanding of what it's like, but in a way that's kind of gentle or quite humorous. The deaf community is such a spectrum, like it's a very diverse spectrum, and so for me what's quite important is just trying to bring, like literally bring light to that. So the point of my work is that it is actually meant to be, it's meant to be difficult to look through, because for me it's difficult when I hear words. It's like, you know, when I'm listening to speech, it's like one word can be many and a sentence can be one of many. So for people with hearing loss, when you're listening to a conversation, it's very much your brain's basically acting like a language AI model in like real time. So you're kind of comparing the context of the situation, the person, what you know about them, what, you know, what's the likelihood of what you're talking about. So then for me, when one of my friends said, I am ecstatic right now, that could all, like, to me, that also sounded like they said, like, I have a tactic right now. And it's like, well, we're not in a situation where we need to have a tactic. Or it sounds like they say, I'm in the attic right now. It's like, well, we're not in an attic. So it's like you have to go through those steps to figure out what was actually said, but you do it in real time. So basically by having this and this like setup, it's like I'm having the audience play the part of my brain in a way where you have it presented to you in real time, and at the same time you like move around, you like figure it out, and people can see different words and things within the letters, but what was actually said, the original sentence, is always at the back. So it's like sometimes you click it and it's literally the same reaction when like I can mishear someone, but then it's like it clicks in my head what they actually said. I'm like, oh, like, oh, that's what you said, that makes sense. And it's the same reaction of this, you're like, oh, that's what it says at the back. So it's quite nice to sort of make that same reaction, but I'm just sort of presenting it in a different way.